You got to win the week first. That's where a lot of the wins and losses come, is how do you approach the week leading up to the game. And, you know, that's the best way to combat pressure is to prepare the right way.
The man loves it, and you got to appreciate his work ethic. It's refreshing, and it's good for everybody because he's going about it the right way.
He's going to be prepared for any situation, and that's credit to Scott, man. He works, like I said, he works extremely hard, and I'm sure all the hard work he's put in, he's not going to see anything he hasn't prepared for on Sunday.
He's very impressive, man. He has everything down, which is pretty amazing. You know, I don't know how he learned all of it so fast, but, you know, he did it, and, you know, he still had the same command from when he first came in, so he's looking great.
I feel confident that we're going to give our offense the best opportunity to be successful, and the quarterback position will not hold us back. A lot of experience. It's a veteran football team. We've played against a number of these players in the past. So, I mean, the video from last year definitely helps from a personnel matchup.
You know what you're going to get, but the bottom line is you need to show up. So, we expect a good football team. Like I had said on Sunday post game, is that they're improving right now, doing a good job. Obviously, running the ball well last week. So, we got to do a good job of hopefully creating turnovers and stopping the run and giving the ball back to our offense.
So we know we got to go down there. They got a good defense. They don't want a couple straight, so they got some confidence, and we got to go down there and make the play.
Everybody knows he's an accomplished quarterback. He's won 2 Super Bowls. He's aggressive with his approach. He doesn't take sacks. Those are the things that you stay focused on.
If we focus on all the bad he's done in just this year, we get an unpleasant surprise. This man has 2 Super Bowl rings. He's done something right. He does things right. He has it figured out. He's one of the elite players in the NFL, so we can't just walk into the game with a mentality that it's going to be easy.
You know, they're being a veteran defense, playing against a young quarterback, they'll probably create some challenges, I'm sure, for us.
Obviously, if it's any team that we know that can make a turnaround, it's the Giants. Those guys tend to do this every year. Then show up and make a run. That's the team that we prepare for.
Put pressure on the quarterback, force C-Log to make some throws that he doesn't want to, and hopefully our DBs and linebackers, whoever's dropping in the coverage, does a great job of getting in that ball lane. You've seen a few interceptions this year and turnovers from the team, so hopefully we can be the recipient of that.
We're going to stick to our plan. We're going to go out. We're going to try to stay disciplined, stick to what the coaches want us to do, and those things will happen.
Every game is a different game in this league. Every challenge is different. We're on the road. That's always a challenge going up there. I can't say enough. This is an experienced football team. They've won a lot of games together. They're well coached. And we got to play our best game. That's what we're focused on ourselves.
Right now, we can't really worry about a race, any kind of race. We just have to worry about the next play. And the next play is the opening kickoff on Sunday.